Good morning. The passage we read shows what happened on the first Easter Sunday evening. John's Gospel also records the event and tells us the disciples were locked in the room with many other followers, for they feared those who had killed Jesus would come for them as well. These followers were in lockdown. They were frightened, they were confused, and they were uncertain for the future. In the verses before this passage, we see, adding to their confusion, were the reports from Mary and the women who went to the tomb that morning, telling them it was empty. Also the news from Peter about his meeting with Jesus, and then Cleopas and his companion bursting in to tell him they'd spent time with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. They were claiming he wasn't dead, he was alive. But how could this be? The group in that room were in turmoil. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't make sense of it all. The disciples and friends were in lockdown and full of confusion. Their hopes and dreams had been shattered. Having spent a few years with Jesus, all the events of the previous 3 days must have been going over and over in their minds. Maybe they were thinking, should they have supported or stood up when the temple guards came to arrest Jesus in the garden? Should they have joined the crowds when they were shouting, and they should have shouted for Jesus when he was going through all these trials? If only they'd done things differently. Their feelings must have been full of regret as well as loss and shame. They were fearful of the present, fearful of the future. Fear was gripping them in that locked room. But into this room of fear comes Jesus. At first, this didn't help the disciples, for verse 37 tells us they were startled and frightened when Jesus appeared and even thought he was a ghost. But Christ knows their inner feelings and longings, just as he knows ours today. What does he say? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Christ's greeting to the people in lockdown, to those who had lost their way, who didn't know what was in front of them, who needed some assurance. Peace be with you. Peace be with you was an ordinary Jewish greeting. And John's Gospel tells us that Christ used this twice as he spoke to them in the locked room. But Christ using these words had a very special significance for them then, as it does for us today. The disciples had lost their Lord and friend. They thought they'd lost their cause and their hopes, and they were full of grief and now agitation. Mentally, they were all over the place. And what they needed most of all was one that could come and say, "Peace be with you." Coming from Jesus, these were the words they needed to hear, for it spoke to their hearts. When Jesus used "peace be with you," it was much richer than we know the meaning within the English language. It meant a positive blessing, to be in a right relationship with God, that all was well in life, even through difficult times. After the shock of Christ appearing, his words of peace and his challenge to them in their doubtful, troubled minds moved the followers from fear to faith. "Look at my hands and my feet. See what's right in front of you. Look, touch. It's I," said Christ. "It's not a ghost, it's myself." But they were still not sure. Their emotions had changed from depression and doubt to joy and amazement. "It's really me," said Jesus. And to help him see he was fully alive, he asked them for something to eat. He took a piece of fish and ate, showing he was truly alive. This was no ghost or hallucination. This was the risen Christ. Jesus was alive. Resurrection from the dead had taken place. Death had been defeated. Christ had defeated death once and for all, and it's defeated for all who truly believe in Christ Jesus. Verse 44 goes on to say, he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. everything must be fulfilled that's written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem, and you are the witnesses of these things. Now remember, at this point, there was no New Testament. It was only being lived out, it yet to be written. And when Christ was showing all that was written about him, it was from the Old Testament. It was from the Old Testament that he taught about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, and the proclamation of repentance and forgiveness to all nations. This chapter in Luke is there to show us that Christ has risen. The tomb was empty. The resurrection of Christ was exactly as God's word has said. God's gospel message through Jesus and the message Jesus taught is fully dependable. Things happened exactly as it had been said in his word. His word is sound, his word is dependable, his word can be depended on for your life and for mine today. And this is why he said to them, peace be with you, for here is the basis of faith in Christ Jesus. In the first chapter of Luke, he sets out to show to Theophilus the truth of what had happened. And here he's telling him, this is good news. Theophilus was too late to see the empty tomb, too late to meet the risen Christ, yet Theophilus could have a sound faith. What's good news for Theophilus is also good news for us today. We can all read the Old Testament and Jesus' teaching and have our minds opened by God to the amazing truth that's there for us all today. This is the truth and the certainty that we find in this passage. Peace be with you to face our fears. Peace be with you to recognise our faith is sound in Jesus. But there's more in this passage. There's also forgiveness in the peace of Jesus. Verse 46. He told them, this is what's written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. And this is what he was telling his followers to do. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them to turn from their selfish lives. Tell them they can be forgiven from all that's happened in their lives, and they can enjoy the peace of God. Peace be with you. Now, Jesus was talking to this group of followers who'd been closest to him over the last few years. He was not laying into them about their shortcomings over the last few days. There were no reprisals, no regrets, for it could be said that they had let him down big time. There was no retribution for them, not staying and standing with him. There was complete forgiveness, and he was telling them they had to go and tell everyone about it. Death is not the end for those who believe in Jesus. We can repent of our life, we can be forgiven, and we can enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding. Peace be with you to face our fears. Peace be with you to recognise our faith in Jesus' sound. Peace be with you to know the full forgiveness. But there's even more, for peace be with you is filling our lives with the truth of Jesus and infilling by his Holy Spirit. Verse 45 tells us, he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, so they could be grounded in the truth of scripture and the teachings of Christ. And if we want to know more about Christ, the answer is there if we care to look. So when we feel lost or maybe lockdown is bearing heavily on us, take out the Bible. Read the truths of Christ from the pages of the Old Testament. Learn how many promises there are and how the prophets spoke of what would happen for men, women, boys and girls to have the peace of Jesus in our lives. The reality of recognising that we have a Saviour and our Saviour lives. And to know more about the resurrection, take time and read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And there you'll see the significance of the resurrection and the price that was truly paid for us to share the peace that Jesus brought. Verse 48, you're witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. Peace be with you to face our fears. Peace be with you to recognise our faith in Jesus. Peace be with you to know his forgiveness. Peace be with you, filling our lives with the truth of Jesus and the infilling of his Holy Spirit. And we'll cover that in 2 weeks' time. Jesus tells us the power from on high, the Holy Spirit of God, was promised by the Father. And the Old Testament is full of God's rich promises to us. And you can find this promise in Numbers 11, Isaiah 61, Ezekiel 36, and Joel 2. And the rest of the New Testament is built on the teaching of the apostles. And they are firmly grounded on what was for them the scriptures. That was the Old Testament. The two testaments are one. And the theology that starts in Genesis goes all the way through scripture. The people of God are being commissioned here, for the Son of God came into the world bringing the message of salvation. And now his people are going into the world to carry the same precious message. John's Gospel expresses the direction Jesus is giving to the to his saved body of believers, to his followers. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. So peace be with you to face our fears. Peace be with you to recognize our faith in Jesus. And peace be with you to know his forgiveness. Peace be with you, filling our lives with the truth of Jesus, the filling and enablement of his Holy Spirit. And peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Amen.